Well, Milt, welcome to Out of the Tangled Web with Mia Johnson. And I have a guest tonight, Diane Gemarino.
Gemarino, yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes, Gemarino, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to tell us a little bit about you, yourself and your program?
Sure. So my name is Diane Gemarino. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. So I am what we call an inner circle leader for the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. I'm a volunteer, actually. And we are an international nonprofit organization. We're one of the largest organized spiritual groups in the world, with more than 80,000 friends who belong, and we're in more than 110 countries, actually. So I'm one of the volunteers here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
So you're looking for people to donate their services, or
No, because we really... you know, we're really not looking for people to donate their time. What we are, like I said, is a spiritual organization, and we offer people an opportunity to reconnect with the divine. And we operate solely on voluntary donations. And as I said, all volunteers, there's not a single person in this organization that is paid for their services. Most people volunteer, you know, in gratitude for help they received. But we're not really out there. I will say mostly we do a little PR, but mostly word of mouth that people find us. So we're not out there sort of looking for volunteers, because people can join our group without having to volunteer their services at all. We never turn anyone away. So, yeah, that's not what we're really looking for. So,
why don't you tell people how they would join your group?
Okay, so, well, I'm actually going to give you maybe a little bit of a background how I came to the group and what we're about, if that's okay, Mia?
That's fine.
Okay, so my background, actually, I'm a registered dietitian. I have my master's in clinical nutrition, and along the way, I think like many people, you know, was on that spiritual path searching, you know, and I've tried many different modalities, which I've loved every single one of them. They all have contributed, I think, to who I am today and where I've sort of landed. And so I had worked in a hospital and had one of the ministers there do Reiki on me. So I learned Reiki. And then I moved on to Shambhala. And I've done a little EFT training and karmic clearing and tuning forks, and a whole bunch of tools are in my toolbox that I would use in my private practice along with the nutrition. And so I had a very, very dear friend who was actually my teacher of many of these modalities that had sent me an email about the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. And so Bruno Gröning was a man who lived, actually, he passed in the 1950s. He was born in 1906. And so she had sent me these emails and with a picture of him. And, you know, he had a little bit of a stoic, like a stern look, and she sent it to me a few times, inviting me to a free introductory lecture, you know, about help and healing on the spiritual path. And I said, well, I have so many tools in my toolbox. You know, this really has to be something special. And so I let it go. I never, you know, really paid attention to it. And then she sent me another email a few months later, and I let that go. And then I got another one. I said, well, you know what? She's such a dear friend, and I trust her because she's taught me so much over so many years that I'm going to try it. And I went, and believe it or not, when I got there, she wasn't even there. And I said, well, I'll sit through this, but this really has to be something better than what I have. I can sense energy in my hands. I can feel it. And it's got to be something better because I have enough things already. And when I sat there, I just couldn't even move my arms. And, you know, the divine said, okay, you want something different? This is it. And I just felt what Bruno called the healing stream, or the Heilstrom is the German word for it, because we're a German-based organization. And I said, I'm hooked. And And that was 5 years ago. And so I joined the group. And so I didn't do any volunteering. You know, I have a young daughter and a family and was working and really didn't have time, you know. But I did attend what we call community hours. We get together every 3 weeks and we meet and take the energy in together. And so I was, you know, really that it was becoming my path. Because for me, it was not a technique. It was more something to help me in my daily life, you know, more of a life choice, sort of. And then 2 years ago, I was asked to lead a community, which I was very, very honored to be allowed to do that. And then recently, within the last year, I was asked to lead what we call an inner circle, which is our New York region here. So... that's kind of how I started with the group. And so, like I said, I'm a volunteer, but we have 80,000 members, and not everyone volunteers their time. So that's a choice that friends
make. Now, do you have a website that they go to? Or?
Yeah, we have a great website. We actually have a new one under construction, but our old one is still available. And I believe it's in 20 different languages. It's www.bruno-groening, which is G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.org, and then /English. And it's a great website. It tells you about the group. People can go on and ask about communities all around the world. I mean, we're in countries from, you know, we have, I think, like 100 communities in Italy and Ireland, and then we also have communities in places such as Madagascar, Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, Japan. So we're just all across the globe, which is great.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example of, you know, the type of call that you might receive.
Well, we have people from different backgrounds that join. So what we do is that, you know, people will get in touch with us, and if they're interested in help and healing on the spiritual path, we hold, well, here in New York, every, you know, state is different, but here in New York, we hold introductory free lectures every month where we introduce people to the teachings of Bruno. And then what we do is that we teach people how to tune in to what he called the Heilstrom or the healing stream. And it's just such a simple technique. So there's not even a technique I'd like to call it. It's just, you know, we could do that at the end of the show. If you'd like, we can tune in with the listeners. But it's just a really simple way of reconnecting with what Bruno called our divine birthright. You know, people have called it the prana, the chi. Just reconnecting with that ancient healing energy, you know, which we've kind of lost, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it became so complicated. And for me personally, because everyone has to make their own choice, is that this became the simplest way. And what I like about it is we come in and we have people from all different backgrounds. So people that maybe like me who had a healing background, you know, in the healing arts, and not that I've thrown that all out, because they'll still have people come to me and ask for a Reiki treatment. I just pulled out my tuning forks last week, but this is my sort of life path at this point. But we have people who come in who are Hindu, people who come in who are Jewish, believe it or not, in a German healing group, people with, you know, who have families who are Holocaust victims that say they can't believe they're in this German healing group. We have you know, Buddhists, Catholics, you know, all different types of Christians, people from all different backgrounds. So that's the one thing I like about the group is there's not a doctrine. We're not a religion. We're not a sect. We're not a cult. We're not anything like that. We're just everyone tunes into the same energy. And that's what attracted me, like I said. But the way, you know, we look at it is that everyone has to go their own path. Bruno said we all know in the spiritual world that we're moving back towards the turnaround, as Bruno called it, back to return to God. And so he said, you know, it could be this path, it could be another one. It all, you know, everyone has to do it their own way. So we're not really out there to convince everyone. If a friend came to a lecture and decided it wasn't for them, you probably would never hear from us again. So we always respect free will and leave it up to the individual whether this is the path they want to choose. So, because Bruno said it's really about us finding our way back, and it doesn't matter how you find it as long as you find your way back to the divine.
Mm-hmm. And so they engage in a either a face-to-face or a telephone conference with you? Or
Sometimes, yes, we'll speak to people on the phones, but usually we meet. We have several places, and for instance, in New York, we have Long Island, we have New Jersey, we have Westchester, and three locations in Manhattan. So friends would come to an introductory lecture, like I said, which is free, and we usually host them one a month, and sometimes, you know, we'll make a special appointment if someone wants to come sooner and we don't have something scheduled. We also have a group called our Medical Scientific Group, which is currently visiting the U.S. and doing some medical lectures. And so this group was created in 1992, and it's an international group of a few thousand doctors. We, from medical doctors to surgeons to veterinarians to psychologists and psychiatrists and all different type of healthcare professionals in more than 80 different countries. And these doctors or healthcare professionals also volunteer their time. They travel around the world and they give medical lectures. We just had one last year at Georgetown University. We had a few here in New York. And listed on our website, actually there are some lectures that are taking place between October and November now in Florida, Montana, Wisconsin, California, Minnesota, Illinois. So that's another opportunity for friends to be introduced. And what happens at these lectures is that a doctor will come and present, possibly show blood tests, a CAT scan, an X-ray, and, you know, show a person that maybe had something that was deemed incurable by the medical profession and show the before and after, that once they were introduced and they started absorbing the Heilstrom or the healing stream, that they had, you know, an inexplicable, you know, recovery and a healing that medical science couldn't explain. And the doctors, what they do is that the healings, they review the records, and it's not their patients. We have, like, usually two independent doctors that will reveal the medical records without knowing the patient to verify the healing. So that was something else, having my medical background, which attracted me to the group. You know, the left brain needed to be satisfied a little bit. So.
Mm-hmm. And so the doctors, when they're bringing their medical expertise, they're more or less answering general questions about physical conditions.
Yes. For instance, well, I have to say, the doctors, what they do is review the healing reports. Within the circle of friends and when we get together as a group and we meet to take the energy in together, there is no, we really don't ask what anyone's diagnosis is. And we don't promise a healing because, you know, some people can come and have a healing during the first lecture. Some people it may take 5 years, you know, because we feel like that's between the person and the divine. You know, it's a spiritual healing. Bruno had said what happens is healing on the physical level is 5%, 95% is on the spiritual plane. So it really, you know, he always said we don't know what became before this life. We don't know what this life path is about, you know. So our healings are really personal. So it always depends on the person. And what Bruno really wanted, see, what Bruno's doing is giving us the connection to this Heilstrom. So we're not worshiping Bruno. Bruno is not our guru. Bruno is not our master. He always said, I'm a little tool of God. He said, I'm just giving you the connection because we have so much chatter and negativity and so much stuff we picked up along the way that we forgot. He said, just think of me as sort of the telephone operator. And, you know, you ask me to give you the connection to the healing stream, and I will give you the connection. But he said, it's between you and the divine, and you should be your own spiritual master, that the healing should come from within. So he was just like, I always call him like our little extension cord, or I think of the old-fashioned switchboards where you would plug the those little wires into the switchboard. I don't know if I'm dating myself here. But, yeah, I did that when I was in school, right? That was actually a fun, fun job. But, and so, and that's what he said. So it's never about, you know, worshiping Bruno. It's really about, he left us a very, very, very simple teaching, and it's about healing through the teachings.
And so what exactly is his background?
Okay, so Bruno was born in Germany in a town called Gdansk, which is the name of the town now. At the time, it was in 1906, pre-wars, and it was called Danzig. Germany, it's now called Gdansk, which is part of Poland, which is supposed to be a magnificent city, actually. And he was a young boy, and when he was very young, he realized he sort of had these special powers that he would, you know, wild animals would come close to him. They weren't afraid of him. And animals that he would just pet would be, you know, be healed. And lots of people liked to be around him because they found when they were in his presence that they would experience healing and they would feel calm. And so he realized this early on, but he really read, he never wanted to be in the limelight, so he really read a led a very simple life. He had different professions. He was a carpenter. He was even, you know, drafted into the war, drafted. I don't think he had a choice in Germany, but in World War II. And very, very simple. He really never wanted to be in the limelight. But then what happened... In 1949, there was an engineer in Herford in Germany who had a son, a little boy, 9 years old, named Dieter. And Dieter had muscular dystrophy and was bedbound. And the parents were desperate. And they had heard about Bruno from a neighboring town and asked him to come and visit him. And he came, and he instructed the little boy to get up out of bed. And the little boy got up and eventually was able to walk on his own. So... And the thing with Bruno is he spoke, and even sometimes healings happened before he even got there. If people wrote him a letter or people expected him to come and speak, he never touched anyone. He never asked, what is your diagnosis? It didn't matter to him because it was healing on the spiritual plane that was happening. So,
How would he make it clear to the person, like what method that they would personally use to be able to tap into that? Because I know that's what our listeners are going to be saying, okay, if I'm going to look at this type of healing on my level, how will I phrase them tapping into it? How will I, you know, what do I ask for?
Okay, I mean, people do it in their own way, and the way I do it, like, he called the process of tuning in Einstellen, and, you know, we could do that if you'd like. So what we did was that we usually do it to classical music. We have a group within the Circle of Friends that, it's just incredible, turned me on to classical music, because we have a group of people in Germany that actually compose the most amazing music for the Circle of Friends. And there's actually, I think, about 40 songs that are on the website that people can listen to. So we recommend people sit straight up with their palms resting open on their lap and with nothing in the body crossed, because Bruno said you might short-circuit yourself. So, which is a little bit different than some other modalities. I know some modalities talk about crossing, but I think it's some different techniques, I guess. You know, in certain circumstances, it's different. So, so you sit with your feet flat on the floor, back up, and with the palms on the chair. And this is what I do. I just say, Bruno, just connect me to the healing stream or the Heilstrom. And this process we call Einstellen. It's a German word. So... And then what Bruno said was just either listen to the music, you know, think of some really nice thoughts, think of something in nature, you know, anything that makes you happy. And And then just pay attention to your body and see if you feel any sensations, whether it's, for me, I get tingling. Some people may feel warmth. Some people may feel a little pain sometimes as the healing stream is coming through and, you know, cleansing them. Some people may feel cold. And interesting enough, we've had people that don't feel anything and have still had a healing. So there is no right or wrong. So it's all personal because it's between the person and the divine. And the way I like to make an analogy, one of our one of the friends had said this once, you know, it's sort of like drinking water, and you can't really direct how it's going to happen or where it's going to go. You know, am I going to make 10 cc's of urine today, or, you know, 5 cc's of saliva, and I need some fluid here for sweat, or, you know, it's just about trusting that the divine knows how it should happen and when it should happen. So, and so how your experience has to be individual.
So in relationship to energy work, light work, would you say that you are mapping the energy flow through the chakra?
I'm sorry, mapping the energy, you said for?
Through the chakras, you know.
Bruno never talked about that. So I always try to remember that he was speaking to people in the 1940s and 50s. So, you know, just experiencing this kind of healing was a lot for people at that time, as you can imagine. You know, I mean, Germany was a very Catholic country at that point, and that was a lot of the people he was speaking to. So to mention the word chakra, you know, like I said, this in itself was fairly radical, but the country at that time also needed major spiritual healing. So he tried to keep it as simple as possible, really as simple as possible. So, and really what this is about, like I said, it's not about you would do Einstein, what he called it, and first doing it on someone. You could do it for someone. You know, for instance, I would do Einstein for maybe a family member who wasn't feeling well and ask, you know, to have healing sent for them. But it's not something you'd use like you would use Reiki as a profession or, you know, a technique per se. It's really healing on the spiritual path, which is about your own healing, your own growth. So it's a little bit different. Like I said, it's not that friends, you know, we never say to anyone, well, you know, now you don't do Reiki anymore, you have this, or now you can't, you know, be an astrologer anymore. You know, everyone, what they do outside of the circle of friends is their business. The same way we have doctors, we have people from all different backgrounds. It's just, this is more of a life path, is what I say for myself. It's more of a life path. Because I feel like for me, and everyone has to make their own decision, for me it's made me much more conscious. It's accelerated things for me, where I've tried with a lot more effort to make personal changes, and this, I can't even explain how the shifts happen, you know, so much more quickly using this energy. So, you know, even if I did go, it's not like I've thrown it all out. You know, I may go for a massage one day, you know, to support my body. You know, it's not like it's an all or nothing. It's, for me personally, this is my daily practice. I don't start the day without tuning in and asking for protection and guidance. And I just feel, for me, getting the connection through Bruno, you know, this way doing Einstein has been the simplest, least complicated way. And I've been a person who's been very left-brain my whole life, so this has really helped me get out of my own way. So,
do you ever feel, the interchange between you and, say, the client?
It's not, like I said, it's not a client because we're not working on anyone. So what we do is we meet to... Yes, I'm sorry.
Then to say a group member.
A group member. Yeah, no, yeah. You know, because it's really my own thing and it's their own thing. So when we come together, for instance, tomorrow our group is going to meet in New York. We meet at the ARE, We rent space from them, and we'll meet tomorrow evening in New York for 2 hours. And what we do is we read some of the healing reports, which if you'd like, I could go over one of them to give you an example. And so, we'll discuss Bruno's teachings. People get up and share about help they've had, you know, when they tune into the Heilstrom. And so what we do, we don't allow any other disciplines in for that 2 hours. So when everyone goes home, they can do what they want to do. They have their own private life, and that's respected. So at that time, we just try to focus on taking in the energy together. We'll listen to some of the music, but that's what it is. When people come together, it's stronger, it's more powerful, and we share and learn from each other. You know, we gain more insight by listening to others' experiences. So
it's in a lot of ways formatted like a support group?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a support group as much because, like I said, we won't share. We can only share successes, so we don't talk about anything. Like, we wouldn't come in and say, oh, my gosh, my back's killing me today. You know, we wouldn't do that. We would only get up and say, my back was really hurting, and I did Einstein, and, you know, when I woke up the next day, I felt great. So those are the kind of things we would share. So we do support each other. I mean, we're called the Circle of Friends. If there's one of the friends... for instance, there was someone today who was having surgery this week. And you know, so there's a few of us that will actually do Einstein for this person on the day of their surgery. Like I said, it's not an all or nothing. And Bruno never, ever asked anyone for the diagnosis, and he never, ever discouraged anyone from going to the doctor because he said we should all be working together. You know, the divine can help through finding the right practitioner to support you. So... I just find, I know for me, I'll give you an example. My mom had fallen this year and cracked a few ribs. And so the first thing I did was I said, I'm going to tune in to get the answer and ask for an answer, you know, from the divine and say, should I take it to the hospital? Because I didn't know at that time that the ribs were cracked. And I didn't want to touch her or do anything, you know, not knowing. And so I got the answer, very strong answer, to take it to the hospital, which is what I did. And then when we got there, I found out she had these two cracked ribs over her liver, and she's 83. And when we got there, she could not sit up. She could not lay down. She was just in incredible pain. And my sister was with me, and she had learned to tune in but wasn't practicing on a daily basis because Bruno had recommended we tune in twice a day to sort of replete our chi, our... you know, a battery that we get very depleted just from our general, you know, life. And so she wasn't tuning in, but that was a time where she said, okay, I'm going to do it with you. So the two of us together did it. And the nurse was ready to give my mother IV Toradol. And if you Toradol's, you know, a pretty heavy-duty, you know, pain medication. And IV is always the strongest. It's and by the time they even ordered it from the pharmacist, my mom had fallen back and fell asleep and didn't even need to take, they were going to give her a Tylenol, a Motrin at that point, refused, didn't need anything. So it wasn't that her miraculously her ribs healed, which is possible, but in this circumstance it didn't. But it made the whole situation so much easier. It put her at ease, the pain subsided. You know, we did Einstein for the nurse and the doctors in the hospital. We couldn't have gotten better treatment. They told her it would be 3 months for her recovery. It was about 6 weeks, which is great for an 83-year-old. And even her doctor said, my gosh, you must have a guardian angel. How did you heal so quickly? So, and yet there were other healings. Like I said, if you want, I could go over some with you of people that have had metastatic cancer. You know, something, for instance, like pancreatic cancer that has metastasized in the body and... you know, we all know what that is, so, and that have had incredible healings, either having had someone do Einstein for them and ask for them to receive the Heilstrom or the healing stream, or having tuned into it themselves. So, and like I said, those healings are verified by, you know, doctors within the group, so.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, you know, basically, if you were to find a group that met somewhere in your proximity,
mm-hmm.
You could join that group and just not really say anything about why you're there, just be there, listen to the music, and someone leads the process, or is it...
Yeah, like I lead one of the communities here. I always say I'm very grateful. I think it's a gift to do that. It's helped me a lot in my own life. And so I lead one of the communities here. Like I said, we have one on Tuesdays, every third Tuesday. And, yeah, I mean, we have friends that come in and never speak, you know, and just come in, absorb the energy, and go home. So there's no requirement that you have to get up and share, you know, that you have to do anything. Even our donations, we have a box, and it's always anonymous, so we never know who's putting in how much or if they put in anything. We never have turned anyone away. And the amazing thing with this group is we also have a book table. The whole organization runs on voluntary donations. It's just incredible, where the doctors are actually traveling around the world giving lectures. You know, we're supporting some of the third world nations that... you know, don't have the money, and it's incredible how this group runs on voluntary donations that people really open their hearts up.
Yeah.
So there are no demands that you have to give a certain fee. You know, like a lot of groups, you have to have a yearly membership fee, and I find that really refreshing. And then it just happens that people just give from their heart. They're very grateful for what they receive. So we also have... what we call schooling letters, because Bruno had said this planet Earth is our school. It's like our university for learning, you know, where souls come to really develop, because it's a planet of duality and a planet that has free will. And so he said this is where your soul can really, really make great achievements. And so we have what we call a schooling letter, where we'll have pitches of conferences around the world or hiking weeks, because we have hiking excursions also where people take the energy in nature. And there'll be healing reports. There'll be friends from around the world sharing, and these come 4 times a year. And we also have what we call our success report volumes, which are just healing reports. And it's not only from physical conditions. There are people that will heal from depression, addictions, you know, everyone comes for different reasons. Healing of relationships. Like I said, I've had a lot of personal help, but I have to say that the thing that I treasure the most is I feel like I'm much more conscious than I was 5 years ago. And I have much more joy. My glass is not only half full, it's full. You know, I wake up with a different outlook on life. So, but like I said, everyone has to make their own experience. So,
How many people do you usually have that come to a group? And
It varies. You know, here in New York, it always depends too. You know, we've got quite the winter, so it could be anywhere from 10 to 25, 30 people. You know, Bruno had suggested coming together as a group every 3 weeks to take in the energy to, like I said, to, you know, recharge our batteries and fill ourselves up with the energy to give us the protection from the outside world, you know, divine protection. But that's also a person's choice. We never would say to a person, well, you weren't here the last 2 community hours. We call them communities. It's a personal choice. We suggest that people come, but there's no mandatory attendance. So we have some friends that come every 3 weeks, and they attend more than one community. So I know for myself, I was doing 3 a month. And then sometimes we have people that, you know, may not be able to come for, 6 weeks. But there's never any judgment there. Like I said, that for me, that was one of the attractions, that it really, you know, free will is very much respected. So we're not, like I said, missionaries. We don't go putting flyers on people's cars and come on, you got to join this. This is the best thing for you. It's just very simple and very laid back.
Mm-hmm. So for someone like me who works with energy, mm-hmm. And I do work with chakras and Reiki, and mm-hmm. I was born an empath, so I do emotional Reiki rather than physical Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can feel the current as it goes through. So I'm feeling what's happening with the other person. But what you're saying is that in your program, what the person's feeling is entirely their own.
Is entirely their own, yeah. This is individual, so it's not, like I said, you know, I've done Reiki on people too, and yeah, it's different. I'm not doing this on someone else or for someone. I could ask for healing to be sent to them. What Bruno said, that this will bring essence to whatever your practice is and whatever your religion may be, whether you have one or not, or to your spiritual practice. So it's not something that you would say, okay, I'm a Bruno Gröning practitioner, and I'm going to charge you $50 for an hour session. Like I said, I still have people that ask me to give them a Reiki session, you know, or may ask me to work tuning forks on them. That is totally separate part of my life. When I get up in the morning, I do Einstellung. When I have something going on in my family, or I have, you know, maybe an illness myself, I do Einstellung. Totally separate from that. You know, I think it's helped me be better at even being a nutritionist. It's helped me in my life be a better parent. It's helped me be a better friend and a better practitioner. But it's totally separate because we have so many friends that are in the circle of friends. Like I said, we have printers. We have doctors. We have architects. We have electricians. We have people, teachers. You know, a lot of musicians, we have people, artists from all different backgrounds, so they don't necessarily come in with a background in the spiritual arts. So some people do, but we don't have anyone, you know, that's not a requirement. And that's what Bruno's goal was. He said everyone should be their own spiritual master. This energy should be available to everyone. It shouldn't be exclusive, and he tried to make it as simple as possible. So
if one of our listeners were interested in observing or even participating in a group, how would they do that? How would they look up the location?
Okay, so on our website, it has the www.bruno-groening.org/English, and it would say contact us. And what friends could do is they can just send an email in. It's usa@bruno-groening.org, which is on the website, and you just fill out the form, and you say, okay, I live in Wisconsin, you know, and I would like to find out about if there's any introductions there or if there are any medical lectures coming up. Actually, the medical lectures aren't listed on the website, but you can just send the email in, and someone would get back to you within a few days and let you know who to contact in your town. And
okay.
If there isn't one, we do have various remote communities for people that may be too far away from, you know, a city that has a community, and or people that are even homebound, where we would give an introduction on the phone. We would mail them the information, but then they would be able to either link in via the telephone or via their computer, and we have the same format as a community hour that we would do meet in person. So it would be, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours where people that weren't able to get to a physical location can actually have that benefit of absorbing the Heilstrom or the healing stream with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm. And so on your website, you have, like, testimonies of people who are talking about physical ailments that they have felt.
Yes, on the website, I'm just looking at it. So the three drop-down menus, the first one, it says Sprachen in German, which is languages. And if someone would click down, number 9 is English. And on there, it has a reviews the teachings. That's the first thing. It tells you a little bit about Bruno's life. It goes over his teachings, which are really simple. I mean, he just said everyone has a divine right, you know, to absorb and tune into this healing stream. And he explains the process. He also explains sometimes you can have a healing crisis, which he calls Regalungum, or, you know, with the homeopaths have a similar teaching that you can have a healing crisis once you start taking in the energy and cleansing. that doesn't happen to everyone, but it's something to be aware of. So it just, he talks about thoughts and how our thoughts are spiritual forces. And, you know, we could actually surrender, you know, our bad thoughts over and have them, you know, converted sort of to better thoughts or have better thoughts sent to us.
You're saying that he's tapping into the law of attraction.
Yeah, like I said, he didn't call it that, but yes, he was. That was one of the main premises of his teachings was, yes, thoughts are spiritual forces. And and he also emphasized it's really hard sometimes, you know, to control our thoughts because we're receiving thoughts. He said we're like an antenna on our heads, we're receiving thoughts. And I had recently heard a doctor talking, saying we're receiving 50 to 75,000 thoughts a day. My gosh, if we tried to control that. So Bruno said what can happen is surrender those negative thoughts, you know, and and you will get sent better ones, you know. Surrender them up to the divine and just hand them over. Don't take them back. Like he said, once you hand over a burden or an illness, you have to give it over. And everything after that is part of the healing. Don't take it back. Don't go on a blog and join a million support groups and tell everybody in the world that you've got a backache or something, because then you're taking it back. And I think that's pretty common in most other spiritual disciplines also. And that was one of the premises of his teachings. But he said he, you know, through the Heilstrom, by getting the connection through him, it's possible to overcome those thoughts, because he said we're really weak on our own. And I know myself, I've had a lot of progress, I've done the affirmations, I've done a lot of the work, but this for me just had things happen with not so much effort, you know. It made it a little bit easier for me. So another one of the premises of his teachings was, you know, back to nature, back to God, that, you know, you can't separate the two. And he found that we could get a lot of healing by being in nature. He himself loved to walk in the woods for hours, from a child all the way through an adult. He loved being in nature. So he said that's where his little brothers and sisters were, and the plants and the animals, even in the stones. He said you can always find the divine presence. Okay, and on, so I'm sorry, I went off of there. But yes, on the next, it says healings on the website, and it has 200 healing reports, and people can read them. They're listed by diagnosis. For example, the first topic is allergies, disorders of the eye. So they, friends can actually go on here and read, you know, a healing report. So some of them are shorter, some are longer, but it just gives you an idea of you know, really, Bruno said, nothing's impossible. God is the greatest physician, you know, nothing's incurable, so.
Okay. So, again, could you give them your website?
Yes, it's www.bruno-groening, groening.org, and then /English. Because I think, like I said, I think we're in 29 different languages, actually. Nope, 31. 39. The last one is Vietnamese. There's also a journal on here. We have youth groups around the world. So there's some information on that, on youth and children's groups. There's a publishing house where all of the books are, you know, about Bruno and his teachings.
And
there's actually one written by, two actually written by one of the doctors that was with our group, who started the medical scientific group that documents the healings. And he wrote a book called Revolution in Medicine, which is an excellent book because it really combines the esoteric spiritual side with, you know, it's someone who's coming from the medical community, you know? So there's audiobooks on there, but we also have book tables when we get together at our communities every 3 weeks where the books are also by donation, and so they're available there as well.
Mm-hmm. Free of charge.
By donation. You know, we always ask friends, you know, just to keep in mind that we still have to print things, and that we have to have them shipped. So, you know, we just ask people to give from their hearts. Like I said, there's no checking and looking and saying, did this person give five or what did they give? You know, but like I said, most people give from their hearts and it always works out, which is quite amazing.
Well, I think that's an amazing program. I'd like to look into it a little bit more, so I'm going to follow up with your website. And I thank you for coming and sharing.
Thank you. Yeah, and actually there's a documentary film, and the website also lists showings. There's a documentary film that we're showing here in New York on Sunday, November 15th. And it's listed on the website and also on our Facebook account. We have a Facebook account for Bruno. And our email, too, for New York is brunogroaningnewyork@gmail.com. And that submission is free, also by donations. And some friends have experienced healings, actually, by watching the film. And like I said, we make no claims. We make no guarantees. It's all up to the individual. So, and the website will also list showings around the country. It's a 5-hour documentary film about Bruno and his life and his eyewitnesses, you know, and people from the time who will be discussing the healings. So,
was he successful, being of German origin, was he successful in working with the Holocaust victims?
Yes. You know, yeah, I mean, there. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, specifically, you know, there were just so many healings that took place. There was a time where there were 30,000 people a day that were just coming, you know, after the war, that were coming to just listen to him speak and were having healings without him even touching anyone or, you know, just coming and listening to him. So a lot of these people, of course, were, you know, victims of the Holocaust. And like I said, it was people from all different backgrounds. No one was ever turned away. So, and so, you know, we said, you know, there was a woman who had worked at a sighted teacher, Mrs. Häusler, who had three healings, you know, when she was when he was alive. And she carried on the work after he passed. And started the Circle of Friends around the world, this really incredible, dynamic woman. And now her son, Dieter Häusler, actually leads us around the world. Same thing. He has a job. He has three kids and a family, all voluntarily. So, but yes, and we have, it's very interesting because we have, like I said, plenty of friends. I've heard people, you know, talk about, I can't believe my family was, you know, victims of the Holocaust, and I can't believe I'm in this German group, you know? So so that kind of shows how it sort of crosses all boundaries, you know, and it's just universal. We have groups in Israel, Israelis and Palestinians that sit in a community hour and tune into the energy together. So it really is something special, so...
It sounds like a wonderful program. I want to thank you for coming.
And thank you. Thank you.
Next week we'll be having Spiritual Guidance Network, Saul Blackburn and Michelle Melio have created the Spiritual Guidance Network, and they'll be telling us all about it. If you want to check in on my website, it's www.outofthetangledweb.com. If you want to send me an email, it's mia@outofthetangledweb.com. And if you would like to turn into my show page, it's http://bbsradio.com/out of. Apparently, they ran out of letters. I couldn't quite get the tangled web. I got out of. So that, I think that that's very symbolic because it shows, you know, I'm going to get you out of something.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really specify what, but it does say that, okay, come to the radio show and enjoy. And I really do thank you for coming.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure. And anytime, I mean, I had had some healing reports that some of the doctors have verified, and I guess I got caught up there talking. But I, you know, would come back at a future date if you would have us. And I wish you all the best, you know, with this, too. It's a great initiative, so I really wish you all the best.
I think that in the future we can look forward to, you know, maybe having one of the doctors talk.
Yes, you know, because this was on short notice, and one of the doctors in Germany was going to do it, but it was 2 a.m., their time, you know, when we were starting. But we have some doctors in the U.S. I just didn't have enough notice, but that would be fantastic. Let me know when, and I will get one of our doctors to join you. That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. And like I said, I wish you all the best, and thank you very much.